Hey Savannah, you're one of my closest friends, and I've noticed how much you've changed over the year. So I kind of brought you here to interview you and kind of, like, listen to your story.
Oh, hi there.
So what happened that year, like a year ago, that caused you to change so much?
When my dog passed away last September, it really gave me a rough start in 7th grade. As in, well, I didn't know how to react, so I guess I was just really depressed. I ignored people when they tried talking to me, and all I could think about was Lucky. Of course, Lucky was my dog's name.
Well, yes. So, why were you so emotionally attached to the dog? I mean, I understand he's your dog, but I didn't know you could be in such pain after one's passing.
It all started when they bought me this puppy when I turned 3. My older brothers wanted one, but my parents waited until I became a toddler.
Okay, so did you and Lucky bond since then, or did it take time to build your relationship? Because from what I know, some dogs are really feisty, and they just pick one family member over the other. Was it the same for you?
Well, obviously as a 3-year-old, I thought of him as a giant teddy bear.
That is so true.
We instantly clicked, but it wasn't until I got older, like, when I really took care of him.
What do you mean, took care of him?
Well, as the rest of my family was working, I realized that my dog needed to be fed, bathed, groomed a lot, and played with, like, way more than usual. So, like, he became a lot bigger, just like I had. We started going on walks a lot, and I got tired, but it was fun.
Oh, okay. If you don't mind me asking, I'm really sorry, but what happened to Lucky?
This one day, my mom was taking out the laundry, and she left the garage door open by accident. From what I could see, I saw him run out through the back door. It was really late, so my mom didn't let me go out to search for him. Only the next morning, my neighbor found the dog lying in his bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, what has really changed you from that day? I mean, like, what did you learn from that?
Well, I really learned to appreciate my family, and now I'm set for the future, considering I have 6 cats now.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, too.